This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Chances are you're using the natural gas service of Ameren, probably more now at this time of year at the holidays than maybe any other time of year, perhaps. And there are some things that Ameren wants you to think about in terms of safety around natural gas lines, and they've partnered with fire departments and fire chiefs across Illinois to get this message out. But we're glad to talk today with Eric Kozak. He's the Vice President of Natural Gas Operations for Ameren, Illinois, and he's on the line right now. Eric, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate being on, Will.
Yeah, we're very glad to have you, for sure. First question, I didn't realize this until I was reading some information before we started talking here. Ameren has a lot of real estate that has natural gas lines in them in the state of Illinois. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we serve 816,000 customers in the state and
wow,
over 18,300 miles of transmission and distribution lines that we own and operate. And, you know, the easy way that I tell people is our service territory is bigger than the state of Indiana.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
Gives you the kind of territory that we're covering.
Well, and it's good that we're not in Indiana, but that's another discussion for another day.
Right.
In terms of natural gas lines, and I'm sure you probably spend a lot of time checking on those lines to make sure that they're working properly and aren't and don't have leaks in them or other issues. How is that a lot of what your end of Ameren's operations does, or is it one of those things that you can't really monitor that sort of thing until there's a problem?
No, we actually do spend a lot of time. We monitor the system. You know, essentially we're monitoring 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that doesn't mean we have eyes and ears on every piece of pipe. You know, that wouldn't just be feasible, but we do. Leak survey, every 4 years, every inch of line is surveyed. So we do a quarter of it every year.
Wow.
But one of the best things we have going for us are the people in the public. You know, you smell gas, call Ameren, and I'll say this number several times, but, you know, for the viewers and listeners out there, you know, 1-800-755-5000, and they call that number anytime they smell the gas, day or night, 24/7, we respond immediately. It's like a 911 call. Call 1-800-755-5000, and we have technicians available 24/7 to come out and investigate leaks. And we respond. Our goal is to make it there as quickly as possible, and we get there on average of about 22 minutes.
So that's a pretty quick response time. Maybe perhaps almost quicker than when we have power line issues, I imagine. But from what I understand, Ameren does something to natural gas to kind of make it smell so you'll know that there's a problem, right? I mean, by and large, natural gas, you wouldn't know there was a problem otherwise, right?
Yeah, when you hear about natural gas coming out of the ground, and we companies do that. When it comes out of the ground, natural gas is odorless and colorless, so you can't really see it, you can't smell it. So what we do is we put a chemical in there. It's called mercaptan, and then we put that in the pipeline at a very small dose, but it allows us to, it adds that distinctive smell to natural gas. And, you know, some people say it smells like rotten egg smell, but once you smell it one time, you know what it is. It's a very distinctive smell, and we tell people, hey, if you smell it at all, just give us a call. We'll come out, investigate, and let you know what we can do to take care of the situation.
Are there instances, though, where people may think that they smell a natural gas leak or detect one, and it turns out that it's not that?
That comes up, but it should never deter anybody from calling.
I mean,
if you think you smell it, just go ahead and call. There's never a charge. That's our job. Our job is to make sure it's safe and so you can use it to heat your house, cook your Christmas dinner, take your hot shower in the morning. You know, we want all those things to be there for you. And to do that, we need to make sure we have a safe system. So when in doubt, pick up the phone and give us a call.
This was one of those things you probably know that we were thinking about here in Galesburg a couple of weeks ago, where one of our business areas had a natural gas leak. It turned out to be not that big of a deal, but there's pretty much a procedure you go through. And in addition to, one, checking the line, you're making sure the area around the natural gas leak is safe, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much that is the first thing we do when, you know, our guys arrive on the scene, is they want to make sure they identify a safe zone, keep everybody out of there. We want to protect life and property. Those are the first things we do. We actually train on that annually. Our employees go, so if you've been a 30-year employee, you're going to get that training annually every year on how to respond to a natural gas leak. So our guys are very well prepared to handle these situations.
And it's not just you that works on this, too. You have to work with the fire department, the local fire department, to keep things safe, right?
Yeah, they've been great partners with us. And I want to say something because it is a changing world. But when I use the term our guys are out there, we have guys and gals that do respond to gas.
Oh, sure.
So it's not just a man's business anymore, which is great. But, yes, we work very closely with the fire departments. They're great partners with us. They help us, particularly on situations where people may or may not call 811 before they dig. That's the Julie number. You know, if you're going to do any excavation, call that number first. In the unfortunate event when people do hit a gas line and you have a potentially dangerous situation. We have gas escaping from one of the pipelines that have been hit. That's where the fire departments really come in, and they're really helpful. They can help us evacuate the scene, maintain safe distances while we have an opportunity to assess the situation, make it safe, shut it down, and get the customers back in service.
Because I imagine without that, you could have some very dangerous, life-threatening situations, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, anytime there's a chance for a gas to accumulate in a decent amount of volume, it can create a hazardous situation. And that's where we really need, people to call in if they smell gas. And it doesn't have to be a large volume, a small volume. You know, anytime you get a whiff, call that number, 800-755-5000, and we'll respond. But certainly the pipelines in your street have much more pressure than the pipes in your house.
Yeah.
So that's why the danger elevates when we get a hit in the street.
Speaking, though, of things you can do in the home, there is a little bit of responsibility for homeowners here, too, to make sure that that there aren't any problems inside the home that could lead to a natural gas leak, correct?
Yeah, that's true. You know, I work in the gas industry. You know, I've been part of this industry for 30 years, and I still have somebody come and check my appliances once a year. And in most cases, you know, they can just look and make sure. I always tell people, you know, the pipes that carry the gas in your house, you know, they're not for coat hangers and stuff like that. They're
right.
Not for hanging clothes. You know, make sure they're in good working condition. And the other thing that we see is when people change out appliances, when you start moving things, there's some of the older type connectors. That's where you can run into issues. You're moving appliances, or some of the older brass line connectors that used to connect stoves. Those can become brittle over time and break, so we like to see those replaced. So that's why it's good to have a professional come in and just look at your lines. And if you have a professional come in, the gas system is very safe.
One of the things I hear about a lot this time of year is when people have problems heating their home is that they'll turn on the oven or the stove for a little bit to get some heat going. That seems to me to be about the worst possible thing you could do.
Yeah, stoves are for boiling water and cooking food, not for heating your home. You know, use the appliances for its appropriate use. Just, you know, running a stove to create heat is just not a good idea. That's not what it's designed to be used for. And if used improperly, you can, you know, run into other issues, you know. So we certainly want to make sure you're not trying to use the wrong appliance. You wouldn't use your hot water heater to dry your clothes.
So yeah.
Think about it that way.
Any other things we should be thinking about inside the home this time of year? As you know, the oven does get used more for cooking and things like that, and you're using fireplaces and things like that. Any other tips?
You know, the main tip is just to make sure that all your appliances are in good working order. You know, you like to see a nice blue flame. If you see, you know, yellow flames, that could be an issue. You might want to call your HVAC contractor to come out and inspect your appliance. And again, the main thing we always want to stress to the public is if you smell gas, you shouldn't smell it. Like you brought it up before, we do add an odorant to the line so people can smell it. But if you do, you should call because that means something's not right. You probably have a leak somewhere in your house. If you do, leave the house, leave the premises, get someplace safe, give us a call. And like I said, we're there on average in 22 minutes, and there's never a charge.
One of the things I maybe I'll wrap up with that I was thinking about, you mentioned line breaks when people don't call or contractors don't call Julie or something like that. And in some situations, how often does that come up? It seems that you and other entities have done an amazing job promoting Julie and promoting the awareness of calling 811 before doing digging projects, but so it never ceases to amaze me that there are some people that always still kind of ignore that warning or that request.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that statement more. I mean, we really do try to spend a lot of effort, you know, working with our fire departments, the local schools, anybody who will listen, frankly, about the importance of calling 811, and not just for natural gas. This is for water lines, yeah, for electric lines. You never know what's in the ground, and there's no charge for that either. So if you're doing any kind of a project, if you get a stick of shovel in the ground, call 811. They come out within 48 hours. They'll be out there. They'll mark the facilities, and that way you can dig safely and not have to worry about it, because it can create very dangerous situations. And unfortunately, it happens more than, you know, once is too many, but I can tell you it happens a lot more than once a year. It's a challenge for our guys, and frankly, not only is it put the public in safe, it puts my employees at risk.
Oh, yeah.
They have to go. That's their job. They have to do it, and, you know, they're good at doing it, but, boy, that's can't stress that enough. Please call 811 before you dig.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how often it comes up where somebody does admit to not calling 811 first, but I imagine any number other than zero is a bad number, right?
Yes, absolutely it is. It happens quite a bit. I get notifications on my phone, you know, and certainly it's weekly, and it's more than that even, about situations where somebody's dug and hit something.
Okay.
And it's just something that we work on, and we'd like to get that number to zero.
All right. Are there tips online if anybody needs more information?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to, you know, Ameren.com, and there's all kinds of tips and information on there about, you know, how to use appliances. And there's also, you know, other opportunities, not just for the gas, but on the electric side. You know, there's rebates and stuff available, too. So we encourage people to go to our website and learn more.
All right. Eric Kozak, Vice President of Natural Gas Operations for Ameren, Illinois. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for the tips. And hopefully we keep some people safe here.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I appreciate being on and appreciate all the listeners.
Sports and business news coming up. And yes, we will play Pick a Present coming up as well as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.